As we move into the time of this morning's message, I can't help but think of that journey towards Christmas. And what would a journey be without a change in the roadmap? So, I'll share with you from a different scripture this morning. It's actually going to be from Luke chapter 1. And it's Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 46. But it's a scripture that I'm sure is going to be very familiar to many. It's one that we hear every year this time of year. But I encourage you to listen again as if you're listening for the first time. And this is called Mary's Song. And it's a song that comes out of Mary's heart as she reflects on the birth of Christ in a deeper way, as she realizes what's happening in her own life in a deeper way. It comes as she goes on a journey after she finds out about the birth that's going to happen. I mean, here's this young teenage mom. She's found out that she's going to have a child. None of it makes sense. All the challenges of it all are just falling in on her. And she takes off. And she goes to see Elizabeth. Goes to see an aunt who's pregnant too. A family member. Somebody who's a physical friend, but about to become a spiritual friend in a much deeper way. You remember that as Mary comes to the door of Elizabeth, something very special happens. As they greet one another, the children inside of their womb kind of leap for joy and give each other a high five, if you will. And as the story continues, this song comes from Mary's heart. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For God has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as He said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months. And then returned home. May God add God's blessing to the reading, to the hearing, but more importantly, the coming alive of God's Word and God's faith in our lives today. What a powerful statement by this young teenage girl. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for God has been mindful of my humble state. And from now on, all the generations are going to call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Have you been able to say that, to express that kind of joy from your faith in different seasons of your life? Maybe you're in a season right now where you know that God has blessed and is blessing you in incredible ways that all the generations to come will acknowledge. Maybe it's a time that's been in the past. Maybe it is a time that is still to come. Talk about new birth changing you from the inside out. Mary takes this journey to be with Elizabeth, looking for answers, looking for what to do next, looking for someone with some wisdom that might be able to help her on the things that she's going to have to face. But something new emerges. She finds her voice from somewhere deep inside and expresses her faith in an incredible, bold way that we celebrate still today. We've talked about different roles of the church and the church, roles that the church plays in the lives of people and in the life of the community. We've talked about how God tends to the roots of our faith. And where does that happen? Anybody remember? When we gather to do something in worship. And God reaches out through the church and through the lives of people like branches on a tree with outreach and mission. We talked about last week. God's love is known in many ways that way. But today we're going to look for just a moment at nurturing the lives of people. Nurturing the lives of people so that they can find that voice, so that we can find our voice from deep within to express our faith, to express the joy that it brings in a way that it touches the lives of others. It's about unwrapping the gifts that God gives each and every one of us. Like Mary, God puts a song in each one of our hearts, but sometimes we need help to sing it. Sometimes we need to realize that we're a part of a choir called to sing about God's love right here on earth in different ways. Sometimes that's done with words. Sometimes that's done in song, isn't it? Sometimes it's done in other ways. Sometimes we express it through our actions and in conversations. I want you to think about your own spiritual journey, about your own journey. Faith journey for a moment. Who are some of those spiritual friends that you've been able to turn to through the years that have helped you to find that voice, to help you to find that song that sometimes gets buried deep within? Because God comes to us in unexpected ways, and sometimes, as in the song we just sang, sometimes it's through painful times as well. Sometimes it's through trials and tribulations that Christ comes to us. Always in unexpected ways. Think back in my own life. I think for me, I don't know if it's because I've lived in two or three different places since I really began to recognize that I was on a faith journey, that I've had different spiritual companions in different seasons of my life that have helped me to find that voice. Or maybe for those of you who have lived in one community all of your life, maybe you could say it's been the same for you. It's just changed with the different things that have happened along the way. Let me paint a picture of what I'm talking about with a spiritual friend like that, that Mary and Elizabeth companion. Last year, after moving here, and things beginning to happen in my life and begin to fall apart in my own marriage, and my wife had moved out and wondering what I was going to do next. I was talking to Wendy Miller, a faithful spiritual director that was leading the spiritual director training I was in. She was down in Virginia. We talked for about an hour and a half on the phone. She says, you know, you're going to need to find a group of people that will hold you accountable and that you can share what's going on in your life and they can pray for you and pray with you and just help you to find your way through the things that you have to face. And we talked about other things as well. But I got off the phone and I was mad. I was mad because I was afraid. Because the bottom line was, the thought of having to build a friendship around that kind of a vulnerable situation was scary. Being real with somebody about the trials that you're about to face is hard work, and I knew that. And I didn't know where to begin. But I prayed and asked God for help. I went to bed and slept on it. And found myself the next morning sitting in my office out back with my head in my hands, still wondering what I was going to do next. But God is so faithful. Because the phone rang. And the voice on the other end says, you know, I met you a couple weeks ago and I was just wondering if we could get together for coffee because I'd like to get to know you. And I sensed that maybe God was at work answering a prayer here. So as scary as it was, I said yes. And I made my way up on the mountain the next morning to sit down and have coffee with Randy Rice. And Randy and I just talked about life. And it came to that place where I could share what was going on and the struggles that I was about to face because Randy had no clue. Nobody had, including me. And as I got ready to leave, Randy said something to me that I'll never forget. Something that I'll always treasure. He says, you and I share a Mary Elizabeth connection. He says, when the two of us met, the Spirit of God leapt inside of us for joy and kind of did a high five. That's the kind of friend I'm talking about. That person that you can connect with on a physical level, but all of a sudden that conversation goes somewhere else. It goes deeper to what's really happening inside and can help you to express those trials and those joys and that faith that gets lost in those trials in a bold way. Who are the people in your life that you've connected with that can help you to do that same thing? Anybody brave enough to share? Isn't it great that God's church is so much bigger than the walls that we gather in? Yes, we gather here and God nurtures and works through each one of us, but also we hear those voices from the past and other places that we encounter that we can have those conversations with, where we can come together and unwrap the gifts that God wants to bring to us each and every day. We heard some of those gifts listed earlier. Gifts like love and joy, and peace, and gentleness and self-control, and kindness. Those are the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Paul says, and they're found in Galatians chapter 5. You heard Diana read them earlier in that reflection. It talks about the well of salvation. And I really believe that well is deep inside each one of us. And those gifts are deep inside of each one of us. But God wants them to come onto the outside where they can make a difference in people's lives every day. I think about unwrapping gifts. You know, that's something that's very easy to think about this year, as many of us, I'm sure, are busy wrapping gifts that will be just ripped open here in a couple of weeks. But I think of my kids as they were young, how eager they were, and still are, to know what's coming, to know what's going to be there under the tree, just wanting to imagine what it would be like, what will be there. And then they come down on Christmas morning and they look at those gifts and they're wide-eyed and they wonder what's inside. And the imagination takes over and you begin to wonder what each thing's going to look like. In the case of my kids, they've come to know my sick sense of humor and they wonder if it's really as big as the box is. Because there might be a smaller box and a couple of bricks thrown in there. But as we grow, our understanding of those gifts changes, doesn't it? You know, when we're young, those gifts, the paper just goes flying off. And the stack begins, the pile begins to build, and we want to see what's in the next gift. But then as we get older, we start to look at those gifts and reflect on them a little bit. And for just a moment, maybe, we think about what difference it's going to be like to have this gift in our life. Maybe it's a new tool that we're going to get to figure out how to use. Maybe it's a new computer that we're going to wonder who we're going to get to show us how to use it. Maybe it's a book and we wonder what's going to be inside in the pages. But as we continue to grow from there, we reflect a little differently and deeper on those gifts. How are they going to touch the lives of other people? I think of a sander that my brother got me last year for Christmas. And opened it up, and wow, what a cool sander it was. But suddenly my mind began to think about what I could use it for. You know, wow, I always wanted to take some time to make picture frames. I'm still trying to find that time, but the dream's still there. But I could make frames, and I'd be able to put the pictures that I've taken inside of it to give to somebody. So we think about those gifts as we unwrap them differently. And the same is true of our faith. First, we come to that faith there, we believe that God's going to give us gifts, and we just want to tear the wrapping open. We want to tear it open and see what's inside. But then we begin to hear or taste or see that love or joy or hope in somebody else's life, and we want it for ourselves. We want to know the difference that it can make in the trials and tribulations and great, wonderful things that happen in our own lives. But then hopefully as we continue to grow, we begin to reflect on how those same gifts might affect somebody else. How they might help somebody else to express the faith that God has planted deep inside of them. So as we continue our journey towards Christmas, I encourage you to reflect on those friends that have helped you to give a voice to the gifts that God has placed deep inside of you. But I also encourage you to think about what those gifts might be that God wants to unwrap this year. Those gifts that maybe you need in your own life. Those gifts that maybe somebody else needs in their life. Let's join together in prayer, please. Gracious God, we thank You. We thank You that You're a God who knows so much about giving gifts, giving good and great and wonderful, gracious gifts that make a difference in our life every day and that make a difference in this world that we live in. Thank You for the people who help us to unwrap those gifts when we're unable to. And we pray that as we continue to journey towards this Christmas, that You'll continue to open our hearts and our minds to the gifts that we need this year and help us to unwrap them one day and one moment at a time. Lord, thank You for being faithful. Thank You for being You. Thank You for being here with us this morning. And as always, we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.